I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Christine Beekman. She's Chief of Cultural Resources and Interpretation at Pecos National Historical Park, and Bill Zunkel, who is President of Friends of Pecos National Historical Park. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Welcome.
Fine, thank you.
Now, this is an interesting time of year because it's Civil War weekend this weekend, March 22nd through 24th. What happens in the park over the weekend?
Well, it's an anniversary event commemorating the 1862 Battle of Glorieta Pass. And this year we have a living history encampment filled with reenactors of period time, 1862, demonstrating not only a day in the life of soldiers during that time, but also demonstrating black powder, which would have been the weaponry used during the time. We also will have kids' tables, and we also have our hiking trail to the Civil War Battle of Glorieta Pass.
So the reenactors get into period costumes, and what do they carry, muskets? I mean,
they do. They do. They love coming out. We are really fortunate to be sitting in northern New Mexico because groups come down from Colorado as well as other places in New Mexico, and they just love showing their period dress, talking about, like I said before, you know, what it was like to be a soldier during that time. We also have a group out of Fort Union National Monument that's New Mexico volunteers.
So what actually happened at the event that they're reenacting?
Well, the Battle of Glorieta Pass was, you know, relatively small. It happened early on in the Civil War, March of 1862, but it was a decisive battle, and it occurred in the area of what we now know as Apache Canyon and Glorieta Pass. And what occurred during the battle is really unique. It's the most north and west battle fought in the Civil War. A lot of people come here and have no idea. Well, I should say a lot of people live here and have no idea that a Civil War skirmish occurred here in northern New Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't a slave state. We're so far west.
Yeah, and, you know, again, what's kind of unique is that we had a campaign from Texas, a Confederate campaign coming up the Rio Grande, and their plans were relatively simple, was to travel up the Rio Grande, obtain the supplies at what was then Fort Union, which is currently outside of Watrous, New Mexico, and continue the campaign north and capture the gold and silver mines of Colorado and head further west, win over the sympathies of those Utah Mormons, and eventually capture the ports of California. And the Battle of Glorieta Pass is sometimes referred to as the Gettysburg of the West, because, not so much because of numbers, but really the outcome, because the Confederates did not continue any more north or west beyond Glorieta. And it really, really makes you wonder if they were successful here, Fort Union, up in Colorado, if they were successful in Utah, if they would have captured the ports of California, and, you know, really how that would have altered greatly the outcome of the war.
Now, are there any artifacts of that battle that still remain in the area?
Well, there. What's really great is that there were mountain howitzers, which are smaller than regular field cannons, that one is actually displayed down in the plaza, the Old Town Plaza down in Albuquerque. And there are some artifacts that we have up at the park. At our visitor center, we have what is called a wrist breaker. It's a saber that a gentleman whose great-grandfather donated it to the park, the gentleman did, who fought in the battle.
So the activities this weekend include not only the black powder demonstration, as you mentioned before, but things like Civil War medicine and drill like a Civil War soldier and small arms in the Civil War, all kinds of things that politics and Artillery Company of New Mexico will be there, and the importance of Fort Craig, Glorieta, and the continuation of Val Verde. You can get a schedule online, and the website is nps.gov, and you can look for the Civil War weekend. But let's talk for a moment with Bill. What is the Friends of the Pecos National Historical Park all about?
What Friends groups do in national parks, most of them all have one, are to give assistance to the park for non-budget items. In other words, the national park system is basically involved in preservation. That's the main thing. They're not involved in retail. They have other things that happen in their area that could be featured, and Friends groups typically help the national parks do that.
So if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
Well, for example, I'll just give you the last project that we did. We have a separate piece of the national park where the battle actually took place. It's called Pigeons Ranch Area, and we combined with the park, the Pecos National Historical Park, we put together two grants, and essentially we built a 2.25-mile trail that gives visitors an opportunity with about 15 different waysides that they can look at information about what happened in this place and that. But it's a very important addition to the park. It allows the visitor to really walk the grounds.
So the Pecos National Historical Park Civil War weekend is this coming weekend, and it's very easy for people to get up there, and also very inexpensive if you want to take, for example, a battlefield tour. For more information, people can make reservations and call 505-757-7241. Bill Zunkel is president of the Friends of Pecos National Historical Park. Christine Beekman is chief of cultural resources and interpretation there. Thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.